Welcome to the Loreen Krenn podcast. I am your host, Loreen Krenn, and I want to support you in deepening your awakening and realizing your fullest potential. Welcome, guys. Welcome to a new podcast episode number 16. Today with Matteo Savino, my star guest. and Matteo and I have to say it, admit it directly, we're high, but high on life, right?
Yes.
High on a higher level of consciousness. we don't actually need to take drugs. We're already completely high on life. I promise you that, guys. I promise you. Like, I remember sometimes people telling me, look, why are you so high? Why are you so drunk? And I told them, I'm not high or drunk. I just meditated. This was a very universal, beautiful joke, right?
It happened to me as well.
Really? Did it happen? Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Guys, if that happens to you, it means you are an incredible, incredible awakened person. No, I'm joking, guys, but it means that you're on the right path in some kind of way. So, guys, we want to talk today about completely relaxed, completely spontaneous. It's right here. It's 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. There is no 11 a.m. No, there is 11 a.m. But
we live outside of time, so it's difficult for us to understand human time.
We live outside of time because we're just
in the now.
We just live in the present moment. That's why the intellectual concept of time doesn't really work. Okay, guys, it's 11 p.m. here right now, so it's actually pretty late. We're both also tired in some kind of way. Tired, yeah, exactly. Human, we're just tired. And we're going to talk about the evolution of consciousness. After 1 minute and 40 seconds, we've managed to talk to explain what we're going to talk about. The evolution of consciousness.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start, okay, Matteo?
Of course.
Evolution of consciousness. What's happening right now all around the planet is that we are being pushed into a higher awareness. The universe is truly testing us right now in order to integrate a new awareness, in order to really step into our divine power, to really represent and become an instrument of love. The ultimate purpose is to awaken as one, not just one person, but that we can awaken as one human race. And this is the evolution of consciousness. This is what the universe wants us to do. And you don't need to believe these words. You can just start to meditate, or you can start to go deeper into your truthful spiritual practices, or going into nature, whatever, breath work. And you will start to feel that you are meant to awaken. And that is the first beginning, to start to awaken. And that's the journey, right? You awaken, but then you're not right. You're not already fully awakened, right?
Yes.
So you awaken, but then what happens, Matteo?
Yes, because the journey never ends. So every time that we think that we have awakened, we made it. I made it. Now I'm enlightened.
We're enlightened,
The truth is, you have, acknowledge yourself, praise yourself, you have done it this far, but truth is, you have just accomplished, you have just managed to come to an end of another stage of a revolutionary process, and the journey now is going to, you know, go on, like, everything in life, everything changes constantly, and this path of awakening, the journey of awakening never ends. And this is, I think, one of the most beautiful blessings, because imagine now the peace that you feel from where you are now, it's already so intense. So imagine just by going on how much this peace is going to expand itself, how much you are going to disappear in that peace and just be who you are meant to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like Matteo said, the journey of awakening is just, when you start to awaken, it's just the beginning, and it's a never-ending journey. So when I say the universe wants us to awaken, what I actually mean is the universe wants us to go down this spiritual journey, right?
Yes.
To go down this spiritual road.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily towards enlightenment. Enlightenment is a very big word, and I also think a very misused word. because nobody, it's a, everybody tries to see it intellectually, conceptually, but it's just to go down this road of awakening. And that is the evolutionary process we're in right now. So Matteo, why are we experiencing wars? Why we're experiencing so much unconsciousness, even though we are meant to awaken? Why is that right now?
The source of unconsciousness is consciousness. Wars, as well as any kind of abuse, violence, this is all, these are all triggers, these are all pointers.
Absolutely.
To what actually we have to put our focus on, which is the higher truth, the hidden lesson behind all of this stuff, because usually we just focus on what is, let's call it negative, and we build stories around it, like this should not be happening, we should live in a peaceful world. But the thing is, we will live in a peaceful world once we will live in a peaceful state within ourselves. So these wars are just an outer expression of the inner wars that we carry within ourselves, and we are not to be blamed or judged, because we are all doing the best that we can. But we have just now, it's time now
everybody loves on their level of consciousness.
Yes,
everybody acts upon their level of consciousness. You cannot blame anybody. You can blame the unconsciousness, but that in the end would also make no sense at all. To blame makes no sense at all. Everybody loves, like Matteo said, on their level of consciousness. And you said it so beautifully, my brother. You said that it's all about changing and shifting our inner state. Because when we have no conflict within, there is no need to experience conflict without. We are experiencing these wars also, in my opinion, and this abuse and violence, because right now in this journey of awakening, where the universe really intends us to step into our deepest truth, we also have to see the contrast. We have to see the paradox. Because when the stronger these egoic expressions become, the stronger also on the other side the light becomes. And we are able to then see it clearly for what it is and are more able to step into our power. So ultimately, we are experiencing this unstable instability, in uncertainty in this world right now, because we are meant to evolve in consciousness, and we can only evolve in consciousness by waking up. And these are wake-up calls, like Matteo said, wake-up calls. And through these incidents, accidents, whatever, which are not random at all, we are able to awaken towards the light inside ourselves. And then we no longer project war and hatred and judgment. We project love, unconditional love. And that unites us into one human race.
Yes, perfectly said.
And that is where we are right now. That is our state. So Matteo, what is one of the things you do when you're being pulled into this unconsciousness, when you're being pulled into these states of lower awareness, where you feel judgment coming up, where you feel rejection, abandonment, you just feel wounded, you feel your inner child being wounded? What do you do in this situations?
First of all, we have to understand of ourselves that we are just more than a mere human. We are multidimensional beings. There are so many aspects that we carry within. So the first thing that I do when I find myself in this lower state of consciousness is just to bring my attention back into my heart center. Because if I'm in a lower state of consciousness, that means that my mind has just prevailed over my reality. And it just appears so that I feel so powerless. But then I come back to the heart, and I just, maybe I talk to that part of myself that is feeling powerless. I talk to the parts of myself that seem to be stuck in these lower frequencies, in those lower states of consciousness. And I just send them my forgiveness, because unconditional forgiveness, real forgiveness, is understanding that ultimately there is nothing to forgive, because you are loved as you are, no matter how much you think you have mistakes you have made in your life. You are forgiven we are all children of God. God loves us unconditionally, and God knows no stranger between his children. So what I do is just bring unconditional forgiveness to that aspect of myself. I talk to that aspect of myself. I tell him it's okay. We are here. We are going to get through this. This is okay. We are where we are meant to be for a reason. Otherwise, it would not be happening. This is for our expansion. This is for our highest good, for me and everyone concerned, the collective. So forgiveness, love, acceptance, and this is the best medicine. Everything then just happens spontaneously.
The best medicine to help in this evolutionary state of consciousness is to express unconditional love, right? Unconditional forgiveness, to open ourselves to all perspectives, to take in and integrate all that this human world offers, and to not label it as good as bad or bad, to just see it as it is from a neutral state, from a state of love, from a state of deep compassion. This doesn't mean that we say that it's good that there are wars happening.
Of course not.
But what we're saying is that by hating that, by going against that, we just create more conflict. But by taking it in and into our consciousness and realizing that these problems which are happening around the world are an expression of the pain and hatred and abandonment and depression and sadness inside people's inner world, then only empathy can arise. Because not the war is to blame, nobody is to blame. Only empathy is to be there for those lost souls who are not able to project love into this world. And when you express this empathy and treat a stranger with love, for example, yesterday I was in Vienna walking around with Matteo in the city, and a drunk guy came to me and almost attacked me. I must have triggered something inside him, and he came really close to me, and it was almost about a fight to happen. Yes, well, it was very, very close to that. I mean, there would be a second before a fight. And he said to me, "Why are you looking at me?" and whatever. And I just pressed my palm, my right palm, against my heart. And I said, "Only love, brother, only love." So in that moment, I gave that person empathy. And that doesn't mean that I'm special. It just means that in that moment, I was expressing the unconditional love this universe provides us with all times. And this love is inside us. This came from my inner being. I did not think about these words. I just opened my heart even further in that moment. And this is what we're here to do. This is how we can help the universe to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the great thing. When we help the universe to evolve, the universe greets us with even more love, right?
Yes. Yes. We are all one. So as we come together to wake up in this dream, because this is a dream, but a beautiful one, because we have chosen to be here, and we chose out of joy, out of an immense amount of love, even if right now we are not able to feel it, or it just appears to be so. As we come together to wake up, and we can only wake up through love, everything is going to heal. Wars, abuse, everything. We are.
So the evolution of consciousness, to end this podcast, is actually the evolution of love.
It is, my brother.
I love you, brother. Thank you for being here on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Follow Matteo Savino on Instagram. And don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars. It helps me a lot to rank the podcast higher. I love if you guys share my message, because then I am able to bring people like Matteo on the podcast. I'm able to help to express this deeper love which is found inside me, inside Matteo, and inside you. We wish you a beautiful day.
Peace.